Have you ever wondered how manufacturers create those like incredibly strong but still lightweight parts for things like cars and airplanes? You know, the kind of components that can withstand crazy stress but still be fuel efficient. Well, that's where hot stamping comes in. It's kind of revolutionizing the manufacturing world, really changing the game when it comes to product design. So today we're doing a deep dive into hot stamping and specifically how it's transforming injection molding to create some seriously impressive results.
Sounds good.
So maybe you can start by telling me what's so fascinating about hot stamping.
Well, one of the most fascinating things about hot stamping is its ability to marry the strength of metal with the design flexibility of plastic. It's a process that lets you achieve a level of detail and precision that really wasn't possible before.
That sounds pretty cool, but can you break it down for me? How does it actually work?
Okay, so imagine taking a sheet of metal and heating it up to an extremely high temperature. And I don't mean just warming it up, I mean heating it until it becomes pliable, almost like clay.
Wow, okay.
Then, using a super powerful press, you force that hot metal into a specially designed mold.
So it's like shaping molten metal with incredible accuracy.
Exactly. And once the metal cools and hardens inside the mold, you end up with a precisely shaped component, ready to be integrated into a larger product. And that's where injection molding comes in.
I see. So I'm starting to see how these two processes fit together.
Yeah.
But what kind of advantages does hot stamping offer over other methods for creating metal parts? Like, what about die casting?
That's a great question. So die casting is excellent for creating solid metal parts, but it can be a little limited when it comes to intricate designs or achieving extremely thin walls. Hot stamping, on the other hand, really excels at creating those intricate details and thin-walled structures without having to sacrifice strength. And by integrating it with injection molding, it really opens up a whole world of design possibilities because you can combine the metal with plastic. And it creates a composite material that takes advantage of the best qualities of both.
So it's not just about strength then. It's about achieving really intricate designs and lightweight structures. Can you give me an example of where this combination of strength, design flexibility, and lightweight really makes a difference?
Absolutely. One of those striking examples is in the aerospace industry. When you're building an airplane, every ounce of weight matters. Manufacturers are always searching for ways to reduce weight, but without compromising strength. Hot stamping allows them to create incredibly strong, lightweight components, often using materials like carbon fiber.
Hold on, carbon fiber, what's so special about that?
Carbon fiber is an incredibly strong and stiff material, but it's also remarkably lightweight. You can think of it as being stronger than steel, but significantly lighter. This combination makes it ideal for applications where you need maximum strength, but minimal weight, like in aircraft components.
So these carbon fiber components, created through hot stamping, can then be integrated with plastic parts during injection molding to create those super strong, lightweight structures we see in airplanes. That's pretty impressive. But I imagine this kind of technology isn't limited to just aerospace, right?
Oh, not at all. This combination of hot stamping and injection molding is used in a wide range of industries, from automotive to electronics and beyond.
For example,
So in the automotive industry, hot stamping is used to create those incredibly durable engine brackets we talked about earlier.
So that's how they managed to make those brackets so strong and able to withstand all that vibration and stress. It's all starting to make sense now. But are there any downsides to using hot stamping? It sounds almost too good to be true.
Well, it's true that hot stamping offers some incredible advantages, but it's not without its limitations. One potential drawback is the initial investment cost. The specialized equipment you need for hot stamping can be quite expensive.
So it's not necessarily a cost-effective solution for every manufacturer, especially smaller ones. What about the actual process itself? Are there any like technical challenges involved in combining metal and plastic?
That's another great question. The real art is in selecting the right combination of metal and plastic and making sure they bond perfectly during the molding process. It requires careful consideration of the material's properties and like meticulous control over the molding parameters.
So it's a bit like a delicate dance, making sure everything works together in harmony. And
Exactly.
sometimes that dance can be quite complex.
Yeah, it can.
Okay, so we've learned about the basic process of hot stamping, its unique advantages, and even touched on some of the challenges involved. I'm starting to see how this technology is truly changing the manufacturing landscape. But what about other industries? Where else are we seeing the impact of hot stamping?
Well, one area that's particularly exciting is the world of electronics. Think about all those sleek metallic finishes you see on laptops,
Right.
smartphones, and other devices.
I'm guessing hot stamping has something to do with that.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Hot stamping is often used to create those intricate logos and textures on electronic devices. And it's not just about aesthetics either.
Oh, okay.
It's also about adding structural integrity.
So it's not just about making things look cool,
Right.
it's about making them more durable and reliable as well.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. I'm already starting to see hot stamping everywhere I look, but I'm curious about its potential beyond these industries. Is hot stamping being used in any unexpected places?
Well, that's what we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive.
If
We'll venture into the world of medical devices and energy, where hot stamping is playing an increasingly important role in creating innovative and sustainable solutions.
Awesome. Can't wait. Okay, so we've seen how hot stamping is changing the game in aerospace and electronics, but you mentioned it's popping up in some unexpected places too. What other industries are being impacted by this technology?
Well, let's shift gears and talk about medical devices.
Okay.
You know, the things that quite literally save lives every day.
Yeah.
Think about surgical instruments, for instance.
Yeah, those need to be incredibly precise and durable, right?
Right.
Able to withstand sterilization in all sorts of demanding conditions.
Exactly. And just like in aerospace, the weight of those instruments matters a lot to the surgeons using them,
Yeah.
especially during long procedures.
Right.
Now, hot stamping is allowing manufacturers to create instruments that are not only strong and sterilizable, but also lighter and more ergonomically designed.
So it's a win-win for both the surgeon and the patient. Wow, so it's that same combination of strength and lightweight design that we saw in the aerospace industry. It's fascinating how these principles can be applied across such different fields.
It really speaks to the versatility of hot stamping.
Yeah.
Now, another industry where this technology is making waves is renewable energy.
Okay.
Think about solar panels for a moment.
Right.
They need to be strong enough to withstand wind, hail, and even snow loads.
Right.
But they also need to be lightweight to minimize stress on rooftops.
It's that sweet spot between strength and weight, again, just like with aircraft components. But this time, it's about harnessing clean energy. And hot stamping allows manufacturers to create those intricate support structures for solar panels, often using lightweight and durable aluminum alloys. Okay, hold on. Alloys. You're gonna have to break that down for me. What exactly is an alloy?
So an alloy is basically a mixture of metals, kind of like a recipe where you combine different ingredients to create something with specific properties. By mixing different metals, you can enhance their strength, durability, and even their resistance to corrosion.
So it's like creating a custom metal blend with the exact properties you need for a specific application.
Precisely.
That makes sense. And hot stamping is particularly good at shaping these alloys into intricate designs.
Exactly. The hot stamping process allows for precise control over the shape and thickness of these alloys, making it ideal for creating complex components like those found in solar panels.
This is really opening my eyes to the versatility of hot stamping.
Yeah.
From surgical instruments to solar panels, it seems like this technology has the potential to revolutionize so many different fields. But I'm curious, what about the process itself? Is there anything new and exciting happening in the world of hot stamping?
Actually, there are some fascinating developments on the horizon.
Like,
Researchers are experimenting with integrating hot stamping with 3D printing.
really?
Which could open up a whole new realm of possibilities.
Wait, 3D printing metal? That sounds futuristic. How would that even work?
Imagine being able to print custom metal inserts on demand,
Okay.
tailored to the exact specifications of a particular product. Instead of relying on pre-made molds, you could essentially create the perfect metal component on the fly.
Wow, that's a game changer. They would revolutionize prototyping and customization. What about the materials themselves? Are there any new alloys being developed specifically for hot stamping?
Absolutely. Material science is constantly advancing,
Great.
and we're seeing incredible new alloys with even greater strength, lighter weight, and improve resistance to extreme temperatures and corrosion.
So it's like taking those already impressive benefits of hot stamping and amplifying them even further.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
It is.
But with all this innovation, is there a focus on making hot stamping more sustainable? We talked earlier about the initial cost of the equipment and the potential environmental impact.
Right.
Are manufacturers addressing those concerns?
Sustainability is definitely a top priority.
Okay.
Companies are exploring ways to use renewable energy sources to power their hot stamping equipment.
Uh-huh.
And they're implementing closed-loop recycling systems to minimize waste and reuse materials.
It's encouraging to see that sustainability is being woven into the fabric of this technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got 3D printing, new super alloys, and a growing focus on sustainability.
Uh-huh.
What else is in store for the future of hot stamping? Are there any other trends or predictions you can share?
Well, that's what we'll delve into in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll explore some of the emerging applications of hot stamping and consider its potential to reshape industries we haven't even considered yet.
Sounds good. Okay, so we've gone from airplanes to surgical instruments and solar panels.
Uh-huh.
We even talked about 3D printing and these new super alloys.
Right.
It feels like the possibilities with hot stamping are almost limitless.
Yeah.
But what's next? Where do you see this technology heading in the future?
Well, one area where I think we're going to see a lot of exciting developments is in smart materials.
Smart materials. Okay, you're going to have to explain that one to me.
Sure.
What do you mean by smart materials?
These are materials that can actually change their properties
in
response to external stimuli.
Okay.
Like temperature or pressure.
So give me an example.
Imagine a metal insert that can become more rigid or flexible depending on the temperature, or one that can change its shape slightly to compensate for stress or vibration.
So it's like the material is adapting to its environment in real time.
Exactly.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But how would hot stamping play a role in creating these smart materials?
Well, hot stamping is all about precision. It's about controlling the shape and properties of materials at a very fine level.
Uh-huh.
And as we develop these new smart materials,
right,
hot stamping will be crucial for shaping them and integrating them into products in a way that maximizes their capabilities.
I see. So you need a process that's precise and reliable enough to handle these complex shape-shifting materials.
Right.
But where would we actually see these smart materials in action?
Oh, the applications are pretty much endless.
Okay, give me a couple.
Okay, well, imagine self-healing structures in aircraft.
Wow.
Or bridges.
Okay.
Or medical implants that can adapt to the body's movements and changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
Or even smart clothing that can regulate temperature and moisture based on the wearer's needs.
It sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
Yeah.
But it's becoming reality thanks to advancements in material science and manufacturing processes like hot stamping.
Exactly.
But aside from smart materials, what other innovations do you foresee in the future of hot stamping?
One area that's getting a lot of attention is miniaturization.
Okay.
We're already seeing a trend towards smaller and more compact devices.
Uh-huh.
And hot stamping is playing a key role in that evolution.
Miniaturization. So we're talking about even more intricate designs and smaller components.
Right.
But how small are we talking?
We're talking about creating metal components on a microscopic scale.
Really?
Imagine hot stamping intricate patterns onto a surface that's barely visible to the naked eye.
Wow, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
What would be the benefit of creating such tiny components?
Well, think about the possibilities in fields like microelectronics or medical devices.
Okay.
You could create incredibly precise sensors, actuators, or even tiny drug delivery systems.
So hot stamping could help unlock a whole new world of miniaturized technology.
Absolutely.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It makes me think about the future of manufacturing in general.
Mm.
Will we see a shift towards more localized and on-demand production thanks to these advancements in hot stamping?
That's a really interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a definite possibility.
Oh, okay.
With 3D printing and other digital manufacturing technologies becoming more sophisticated,
right,
we could see a move away from mass production toward more customized and localized manufacturing.
Mm.
Imagine being able to design and create a custom product right in your own home or office.
Wow.
Using a combination of 3D printing and hot stamping.
That would be a game changer.
Yeah.
It would democratize manufacturing and allow for incredible levels of personalization.
Absolutely.
But what about the environmental impact of all this innovation?
Mm.
As we create more and more products, how can we ensure that hot stamping is part of a sustainable future?
That's a crucial question,
yeah.
and I'm glad you brought it up. The good news is that sustainability is becoming increasingly integrated into every aspect of hot stamping.
Okay.
We're seeing a push toward more energy-efficient heating systems, closed-loop recycling, and even the use of bio-based materials in the molding process.
So it's not just about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Right.
It's about doing it in a way that's responsible and mindful of our planet.
Exactly. It's about creating a future where innovation and sustainability go hand in hand.
Well, it's clear that hot stamping is a technology with a very bright future.
Yeah.
From aerospace to electronics to medical devices and beyond, it's shaping the world around us in incredible ways.
It is.
And as we continue to push the boundaries of materials, science, and manufacturing,
right.
I can't wait to see what amazing new applications and innovations emerge from this fascinating field.
I agree. Hot stamping is a testament to human ingenuity.
Uh-huh.
And its story's just beginning.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into hot stamping.
Okay.
It was a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, it was.
And I learned a lot. For those of you listening, be sure to check out the show notes for links to some of the resources we talked about.
Sounds good.
And be sure to join us next time as we explore another cutting-edge technology shaping the world around us.
See, yes.